Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is that time again, Pillow Talk with Frances Renee. How is everyone doing tonight? Good, I hope, good, I hope, good, I hope. Let me go ahead and send out a blast. Now today, this morning, pretty interesting. I want to talk about the day. Yesterday was yet again an interesting moment. So we had a model call, and it was more so a designer connection and a model call event. And the actual event is a salute to fellow designers, awards and competition show. And it's going to be April 22nd through the 25th. So today, well, let's say yesterday, we connected to see the models and, you know, get more information in regards to the show, and it was awesome. I mean, the models were all there on point. You know, it's funny how you know that you're created to design for plus, because you can be in a room full of different models. And, I mean, those models were excellent. But no lights come on, or no sparks, or no yes, not until your pluses start walking down that runway. I was like, yes. But every other model before that was, okay, not a problem. And I really, 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 really dig that. You know, when it's in your bones, when it's in your blood, I love it. So I definitely want to give shout out to my models that were on point and that will be strutting high fashion, on the 22nd through the 25th, they will be strutting that runway in the FR collections. So, shout out to y'all. Y'all know who you are. Thank you. So, today, and let me go ahead and do this blast right quick again. Pillow Talk with Frances Renee is a early morning, let's just talk place, forum, to ask questions, get advice, speak your mind, whatever the case may be. So I'm going to put this blast out there. And tonight may be a little short. So, now, if all of you guys, if any of you have anything to talk about, any questions or what have you, I'm going ahead and hit me up at the number provided, and that is 347-826-9267. So, you guys have been watching the Empire series. What are your thoughts? do you feel some kind of way that you have to wait till season two? Or are you pretty geeked that the way they did it was on point? I am pretty geeked that they did it and that it was truly on point. The suspense keeps you wondering. Now, just to mix things up a bit, we are going to listen to some mellow tunes of Nas today. Nas is a lyricist, just like Common is a lyricist, whereas everything else is are a whole lot of raps. And there's a difference between a rapper and a lyricist, and I definitely gotta give shouts out to actual lyricists. So we are gonna give a shout out to Nas on today. Sit back and mellow to One Mic.
Just holding this phone. arms. Brothers, each other up in prison yards. Drama, where did it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a was killed, body found in the dumpster. Gorilla hustler, purchased my ring. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous to see, got me broken to train. Women left because they thought I was finished. Should have knew she wasn't true. She came to me, but I'm in for the city. Banks and pondage. I never make the same mistake. Over for the change of pace, light a load. So now the king is straight. Swelling my melody. None of these brothers will hurt me. Telling all the time that the king is real. This is straight. I'm on the right track. I'm bottom and found. I'm soul searching. Time is now. All I need is one mind.
Yes, 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 and yes, that was Nas, One Mic, totally off the chain, love it, love it, love it. So we'll hit One Mic, we'll hit Nas up again in just a minute. So, this is 2015, and this is kind of how I feel things are happening this year as far as all inhibitions are being opened up this year. I mean, excuses were walked out the door last year. They definitely are being pushed away this year. You know, I feel like 2015 is a year where you can't do nothing but do it. Whatever it is for you, it's called doing it. Don't do it for anyone but yourself. Don't do it for anything but to make yourself happy. It'll make the right people happy, but to do it, you know, pushing all the holdups aside and living and really realizing and honing in on that commercial where it said, this is not a practice run. Life is not a practice run. It's one life. As in, if you're going to live, you live it now. You know, and that's in whatever season that you're in. Everyone goes through seasons of ups and downs, ins and outs, hard times, soft times, whatever the case may be, good or bad. The whole reality is, whatever season I'm in, it's about learning from that season, whatever I'm supposed to learn, being strengthened in that season, so I can bring it to my next season in the most positive way to make it work. So regardless of whatever season that you're in, do you make it work, live it, live it, live it, be happy, find your niche, whatever the case may be, become one with your creator, release all the baggage and the negativity and the assumptions and live and do you. Bam. So that right there was my advice for the night. We are going to give a shout out and listen again to our artist for the night, which of course is Nas, and we're going to do some Cherry Wine.
Thank you. trying to define. They never too cold to get my quiet time. They take forever. I'm roping the dough, swimming in the pool of cash, God. What did you know? Am I a fool to ask? I'm well known. Got people coming at me that I had to tell home. I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator. Vagabond. I gallivant around the equator. If that would get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp. Sublime your assist. An immaculate version of me and my baby with all respect. Cause you the only one to kiss me.
All right. That is Lines with Cherry Wine. I totally love that song. Okay, now, let's talk about strong women and the concept of those that feel some women can be too strong. It's kind of a toss-up for some, simply because there are women that have, more women, especially us African-American, that have had to be stronger than they really should have supposed to be over the years because of situations or because of balls that were dropped, so to speak, causing the woman to have to step up to the plate and play two roles, so to speak, the male and the female, the provider, the mother, the father, the etc. And so thus, if a woman has to become strong and then goes into a relationship, it's kind of hard for her to let go of the reins, so to speak. It's kind of hard for her to humble herself, so to speak, to the male, you know, depending on how he comes or depending on, you know, how he steps up to the plate. That's just not an easy venture. It's not an easy venture for that woman to just finally relax and be able to flow in just her womanness or femininity, because she finally has that male, up to par male presence in her life now. So I think a lot of men are a little hard on women that they feel are too strong for them. You know, I would love thoughts on that subject. Call in at 347-826-9267. And of course, most women really try hard to, okay, I'm not going to be the overly strong or overbearing, so to speak, woman. But that does put, you know, more pressure on any man that comes in their life to almost have to step up to the plate like double time, because generally the standards of that woman is very, very high at that point since they're so strong. And I've learned to pretty much do not only it all on their own, but do it also excellently. So, yeah. So, again, man, you guys gotta back off a little bit and not be so hard on women that make you feel like you have no voice or no place, what have you. You know, especially if they've become accustomed to pretty much doing it all themselves. And if they do it well themselves, then that means you have to come in and match it or do even better. So, anyway, we actually are going to do things differently on tonight. I'm going to give time for a classic. And again, giving Nas some play on tonight. So we are going to rule the world.
Thank you.
All right. If I rule the world, our time is up in a few seconds, but that's just a thought. If you rule the world, what really would it be like? But again, you're on Pillow Talk with Frances Renee, and we meet every morning at 1 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Call in whenever you like during that time with any type of comments, questions, shout-outs, whatever the case may be. Time to clear your mind and vent. Pillow Talk with Frances Renee. You guys enjoy your night.
Different apple. They're Pringles for kids, so good they don't need dip.
Can I have some?